So in order to determine the key, I need to get the highest note and the lowest note of the original and then see what's going on and put it in my vocal range. So the first thing is I'm just going to check what I got so far for harmony and melody and see if it all fits, even if it's not my ideal range. So when you can't find the light, so excuse the falsetto. When you can't find the light that guides you through a cloudy day, right? So it seems like, actually in the chorus, the highest note is going to be, he's used to say, so shy. Actually, I know what the highest note is. It's the flat 7 in the bridge. And then, so it's like, let me go to the bridge. I don't know why I'm searching for the highest note when we already wrote out all the intervals. So let me just go right to that highest interval that I wrote. And a woman too, I know, you feel like this. Here it comes. So there's the highest note is A flat. That's considerably higher than I can ever sing. And let me look for the lowest note. Actually, I could probably just do it based off the highest note. No, I want to do the lowest note too. I think the lowest note is like a sixth, like G. Because in the chorus it's like, damn sure better than rain. Earth. He used to say so, I think it's like a sixth, even though I didn't write it in here. So it could be a tonic. Damn sure better than rain. But I like to hear damn sure better than rain. So there's, I played a sixth below, but alright, so I'm a little murky on the lowest note. It's either the root or a tonic. But even so, that A flat is way higher than I can go. So my most highest comfortable note is kind of like maybe C. And so if it's C is my highest note that I feel comfortable with, then that would put me in the key of D, because we're talking about a flat 7. The highest note was a flat 7 to the original key. And so if I try it in D, right, so let me just see if this is going to work. And I know the melody starts on 3. This is where my numbers come in handy, because otherwise I'm not going to know where to start. When you can't find a light that guides you through a cloudy day, much nicer. And when the stars ain't shining bright and you feel you've lost your way. When the candle of home. Wait, sorry. I forgot to transpose for a minute. When the candle of home burns so very far away. Well, you gotta let your soul shine. Just like my daddy used to say. He used to say, soul shine. So now, that's B and A. I can definitely hit that. Soul shine. Better than moonshine. Or better than sunshine. Better than shine, damn sure, better than rain, better than. So I got the lowest. If I do sing that six below, it's a B. So far my range would be like from B to C, just over an octave. Like that's a lot easier than the Garth Brooks where I was doing, it's over 2 octaves. It's crazy. This is just over an octave. Much nicer, in my opinion. So let me go back. So this key of D could work. I could even go a touch lower, because after all, this is not just one song, but it's a whole evening of me singing in this theoretical use of this soul shine. It's not theoretical. I am going to use it. I'm going to take it down even further. So screw it. I'm going down to C. And then my lowest note will be A, and my highest note will be B flat. That's like going to be perfect. So think about it. The original key is B flat. I'm taking it up a whole step to the key of C, but it's only because I'm taking it down 10 half steps, if you see what I mean. So I'm singing it way lower. Let's see if this is going to work. All right, here we go. When you can find the light that guides you through a cloudy day. When the stars ain't shining bright. And you feel you lost your way. When the candle of life When the candlelight, wait, hang on. When the candlelight of home burns so very far away, well, you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. He used to say, soul shine, better than sunshine. High note is sometimes a man. Wait, let's see if I'm. Yep. Sometimes a man can feel his emptiness, like a woman has robbed him of his very soul. Here comes the three chord and the woman too got knows. Sorry, woman too got knows she can't feel like this. Alright, so I'm in C, so now I think this is gonna work. Yeah, B flat. Yeah, I like it. Cause like I said, you know, I gotta sing for 4 hours. So I wanna make it easy on myself, but I don't wanna sound, I just wanna come from a point of strength. I think you can hear that. So let's go to the guitar lick. Now I gotta transpose this to the key of C. Good thing I wrote it out in numbers and not in notes, and I certainly am not gonna look at tab. Now you could say, well, I could just load it in my program and then hit the transpose button and I can play it in any key, man. Well, that's fine, but you're not absorbing the underlying musical concepts, or at least being willing to. Let me get the electric, because this is going to be, I don't want to bend strings on acoustic. I'm feeling lazy. All right, so much better. So I see my key is C. Hang on, let me tune. So I see my key is C, I know it's a sixth. To a one, to a three. I don't know the ideal position yet, I'm just kind of surmising. So right there I might have to change position a little bit. But then I know that second time around, And then to a flat seven, or so that fits great. So let's just try it out. If you're willing to keep listening, I'm gonna just play around with it on the next track. But it's just gonna be me practicing, so you don't have to listen to it. Certainly don't share it around, please. And I hope this audio was somewhat illuminating on, you know, the nuts and bolts of how harmony and melody work. Not rhythm. We didn't talk rhythm at all, except to put the chords in the bar lines. It's a way that, in as it relates to ear training, that everything revolves around. You know, if you can hear things, then you can sit in and play anywhere. If you can hear things and know where they are on your instrument, that's the holy grail right there. All right, so I hope you, this audio brought you maybe a few steps closer to that grail. We seek the grail!